All right, guys, welcome to another edition of the Chat Wrestling Podcast. My name is Michael Boyd. Just got done watching the WWE Royal Rumble pay-per-view. What a hell of a weekend this was. I did not do a video or any type of review for NXT TakeOver. I feel like with NXT TakeOver, I just say the same things over and over again. I think the worst NXT TakeOver pay-per-view, you know, is still better than a lot of other shows. So, you know, you really can't miss NXT, but we did see a little bit of NXT on tonight's show, and I will get into that. We did have the pre-show, we did have a cruiserweight match, three-way tag match. And I didn't really watch the pre-show, didn't really care for the pre-show. We also had Bobby Roode's open challenge for the United States Championship. Mojo came out, Bobby won. The club versus the Revival as well. The Revival, they did win. But on the main show started off with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles for the WWE Championship. In a handicap match, once again, Kevin Owens was screwed by a referee. AJ Styles was holding on to Sami Zayn. Sami was trying to make a tag. Sami never made the tag. Sami gets thrown out the ring. Kevin comes in the ring and then ends up getting pinned by AJ Styles. Referee counts to three. They lose the match. That's that. We did have the 2 out of 3 falls tag match between the Usos, Chad Gable, and Shelton Benjamin. Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin did lose. You know, they lost 2-0. You know, really surprising how quickly that second fall came. And it was really creative and final finish. You know, with booking those, it's kind of hard. Didn't drag out, but it was fine for what it was. Didn't really expect the Usos to lose. They are one of the best tag teams in, you know, the company at the moment. So we did have early on the Men's Royal Rumble match. Now, the first two people out there were, who was number one? Rusev. Rusev was number one. Finn Balor came out at number two. It was fairly, really, really good. You know, I'm trying to remember here. I didn't take notes during the show. I was tweeting the entire time. Let me see if there's anything here that I can remember while I'm trying to talk here. I'm trying to look at my phone at the same time. We did have a lot of, not really many surprises on this show. Halfway through the match, I was like, oh god, Roman Reigns is going to win. You know, Roman Reigns is going to win because, they're putting this in the middle. You know, people will forget about it by the end of the show. You know, but I was wrong. Roman did not win. So, Baron Corbin, I tweeted that Baron Corbin did at number 4. Could this be his year? Well, he bounced back from failing to cash in his Money in the Bank contract. And literally halfway through that tweet, he got eliminated by Finn Balor before I could finish the tweet. It was crazy. Elias came in number 6, and I had a feeling that someone big was going to come out after that, and I was right. The NXT champion Andrade Cien Almas came out, and shout out to Andrade. It was a good look for him having the NXT champion in the Rumble. Great exposure for him. Great exposure for NXT as well. Believe it or not, there's a lot of casual fans who do not know about NXT at all. He and Johnny Gargano probably had one of the best matches of the year. The year just started, but probably one of the best matches I've ever seen at NXT TakeOver last night. Heath Slater came out, you know, he got attacked, you know, every time someone else came in, you know, that he tried to get in the ring. You know, he tried to get in the ring, every time someone else came out, he would get knocked down, they'd hit him or kick him or something. So he never made it into the ring. Ty Dillinger was supposed to come in at number 10. He wasn't able to because Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens beat him up backstage. Sami Zayn took Kevin Owens' spot. I'm sorry, Sami Zayn took Ty Dillinger's spot. Sheamus did decide to help Heath Slater get him into the ring. As soon as he threw him into the ring, Sheamus got eliminated by Heath Slater. And one more big surprise was the Hurricane, Gregory Helms, did make an appearance tonight in the Royal Rumble. He was eliminated by, I believe, John Cena. It was good to see the Hurricane. It was a great surprise. You know, me and my sister were just like, oh, holy shit. Like, you know, it's like, it's weird because you know that these people are still alive out there doing their thing on the indies or whatever. But it was just, it was just good to hear that music, you know. Adam Cole from Undisputed Era did make an appearance in the Royal Rumble as well. I thought that was really cool. Great for the Philly crowd. Adam Cole does seem like he is ready to just be on the main roster. You know, he does have a lot of star power, you know, that Adam Cole, baby. Like, I don't know why that works. I don't know, you know, I know he's been doing it before he came here, but I just love, I'm like, wait. I told my sister, I'm like, wait for it, here it comes. You know, but it was good to see him in there. Rey Mysterio made a return to WWE. Shout out to Rey Mysterio because he looked great. Last time we seen him, he was wrestling in a t-shirt like the fat guy that goes in the pool. Shout out to Rey Mysterio. He looks great. He looked really slim coming out to the ring. I thought it was like 97 or something. I haven't seen him look that thin since he got tossed into that that trailer by the NWO. One thing I did not understand was Dolph Ziggler came out at number 30 making his return. You know, we haven't seen him in over like a month or so since he walked out on SmackDown Live and relinquished the United States Championship, and he just lost. Like, he was only in there for like a minute. And didn't make any sense to me. Like, they should have just kept him off the shelf. I mean, I don't know. I thought he was going to do something else. But the final four were Reigns, Balor, Nakamura, and Cena. John Cena did eliminate Finn Balor. Finn Balor was in the match for a very long time. He was in there since number two. Nakamura and Reigns ended up being the final two. I forgot who eliminated Cena. And of course, after some back and forth for about 5 minutes, Nakamura eliminated Roman Reigns and is your 2018 male Royal Rumble winner. And they asked him, well, who did he want to face at WrestleMania if you do get to pick the champion? And all he said was AJ Styles. So, barring any other title changes between now and WrestleMania, we will be getting the match that we've been waiting for. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. Just amazing. Just amazing. So the Raw matches for next tag team titles, The Bar challenging Jason Jordan and Seth Rollins. The Bar did pick up the win. Jason Jordan did not even participate in the match. I did hear that he has been dealing with some injuries lately. So I guess he did get hurt, you know, hurt outside the ring. You know, he has some type of head injury. And he tried to tag in, did not know where he was and everything. So he tagged back out, sitting on the steps. Rollins could not take it. You know, he couldn't take the double team anymore. He falls. And new tag team champions. It's going to be interesting to see. A lot of people do hate Jason Jordan. And I don't hate Jason Jordan. You know? And I think the reason why you hate Jason Jordan, I think that that's a good thing that you hate Jason Jordan, because his character is actually working. You know, he's great in the ring. No one can ever take that away from him. But he is great in the ring. And what he's doing with this little whiny, spoiled brat, my dad is the boss, storyline, he's doing a really good job. playing that role. He's doing a really good job. Because sometimes I'm just like, oh shit, like, man, he's crying, he's bitching, he's, you know, he just seems, he's really annoying. You know, when he's trying to, like, oh, you're gonna beat me, or you're gonna fight me, how he's just doing whatever he wants to get what he wants. He's acting really entitled. He's doing his job. So the people out there who, it seems like people are trying to legitimately hate him the way they hate Roman Reigns, don't get it confused. Jason Jordan is playing his character correctly. Roman Reigns as well is, I wouldn't say that. I can't, Roman is different. The hate that Roman gets is a little stupid as well. You know, I did not want him to win the Rumble this year because I'm just sick and tired. I know someone else will get that spot. I know Reigns is going to get his title shot anyway. Somehow, some way, he's going to find a way. It's his yard, remember? Universal Championship match, Brock Lesnar retained. The match was alright, some cool spots, you know, F5 through the table, you know, running power slams on, you know, through tables, like, it was, you know, it was what it was supposed to be. Brock Lesnar pinned Kane, not Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman was mad at Brock because he didn't beat me, you know, that whole shit, but Brock has beat Braun. Well, this lead to a rematch between Braun and Brock. I would hope so. I would love to see Braun actually get a chance to be champion. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how to book it. You know, I love his time. When is it really Braun Strowman's time? That's what I really want to know. So we move on to the women's match. Now, there have been rumors. Will Ronda Rousey arrive in the Royal match? We heard those, you know, announcements that some people were already coming back, you know, and I had a few problems with this match. One of the problems I had was Maria Menounos. Why the fuck is she announcing? I don't understand that. She sounded stupid. You know, I know she's great friends with the company and, you know, they're just using her to have some spotlight for Today Show, whatever show she's on or whatever, but she sounded really stupid doing a ring announcing. It just sounded annoying, you know. Just let JoJo do her job, please. She sounded stupid. Another thing too, when I realized, like, halfway through the match, the commentary team was okay, but Stephanie McMahon should not have been on commentary. She had no business being on commentary. If they wanted to make this something really special, I heard people say, like, oh, Stephanie's out there just to beat, you know, her ego and stuff like that, which is probably true. You know, Stephanie, you know, they want to put people in the forefront of, you know, the movement. You know, the people who really are a part of this, you know, women's revolution, the movement, are really necessarily the people who are down at NXT. You know, and I would think that Triple H has done more for this than Stephanie really has, or that we know of. You know, and you know, not saying Stephanie hasn't done anything, but you want to put the best commentator out there, someone who has actually done commentating, get Renee Young out there. You know, Renee Young was doing commentary very early on NXT. And she was doing a wonderful job. I believe she did call some male matches, but mainly it was women's matches. And it was great to hear a woman's voice call women's matches. Renee knew what she was talking about. She added, you know, great commentary to the matches. You know, just something that WWE should look to for next time. I know Renee Young is kind of, she can't do it all. She's, you know, doing interviews in the ring, interviews backstage, the pre-show and all that, but she can do commentary. You can get her out there to do commentary for the women's matches, at least. You can get Charlie Caruso to, you know, go backstage and do whatever. Anyone can do that shit. Renee should be on the commentary team. Period. So, we had Sasha Banks at number one, Becky Lynch at number two. Kairi Sane did make an appearance, Tori Wilson made an appearance, Molly Holly made an appearance, Lana got Molly Watt out there, Naomi had a cool spot where she did get eliminated She got thrown over the top rope, landed on all the girls, was on the barricade, walked the barricade, got on, used the office chair to crawl, you know, feet didn't touch, went up the steps, got eliminated anyway. Kelly made the appearance, and it was funny because my sister, you know, we watch wrestling together, and she's never really seen Kelly do anything. So I'm out there sitting there like, oh my god, Kelly! Like I said, you know, on Raw 25, I was really happy to see Kelly. And then I remembered that the only reason we actually liked Kelly was because we all thought she was hot. That's it. We thought Kelly was hot. That's it. Kelly sexy. That's it. Could she really wrestle? No. Not at all. You know, and not to knock her like she sucks. No, okay. She's not the best. And a little bit of ring rust, I guess, but watching her, you know, in the ring and move around and stuff made you realize that, like, man, like that little Hurricanrana spin thing or whatever was about to be tragic. But, and I was like, come on, we gotta get Kelly the fuck out of here. And I'm glad Kelly got the fuck out of there. Ember Moon made an appearance, a huge reaction. She had a really good showing in the Rumble. And also a really good match last night with Shayna Baszler. That was a, you know, great match. And she was still selling, you know, she was still selling the arm injury, which is great. The Bella Twins did make a comeback. You know, the final four ended up being Bella Twins, Asuka, Sasha Banks. They were all ganging up on Asuka. And then the Bella Twins turned on Sasha because Sasha was getting a little too cocky. Thought Sasha might, you know, have a chance to win. Nikki eliminated Brie. Asuka eliminated Nikki Bella. Asuka is the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match winner. Predictable. The male one was predictable. This one was predictable. I don't have an issue with it at all. You know, I think the only way I would really feel something, and it'll be a negative that I'm feeling, is if one of the Bellas won, or if one of, like I said, like Cena or Reigns won. Because it's like, come on, we don't want to see this shit. But overall, great show. The matches itself, you know, they weren't great. They weren't memorable. I don't care. It just felt like they were just something to do between the Rumble matches. Both Rumble matches were great. Another problem that I did have with the women's one was that everyone kept going outside of the ring. It was really confusing trying to figure out who was still in the match. You know, I know sometimes the men, you know, they will lay down under the ropes, you know, on the side of the apron or something, but it's very rare that you see people just chilling outside. You know, there was like six of them outside at a time. Great match, though. Great moment. The moment that everyone's talking about right now is Ronda Rousey. She did not appear during the match. Number 30 was Trish Stratus. We all thought that Ronda Rousey was going to appear, and then Asuka in the ring with Charlotte and Alexa Bliss. You know, we're trying to figure out who she's going to pick, who she's going to fight. Next thing you know, some That 70 Show's music hits. I don't know the name of the song. I've heard it before. God, I think it's the theme song to Freaks and Geeks. I'm not even sure. Someone let me know what the song is called. Ronda Rousey comes out looking like a young Roddy Piper. I know that she has a lot of influence from him. Huge wrestling fan as well, she is. And she did arrive. I don't want to shit on anything, but she kept pointing at the WrestleMania sign. She made it kind of look corny a little bit. She was, you know, like, it was just every 3 seconds, like an R&B singer spin, and then it was like spinning, I don't know. But breaking news, Ronda Rousey has signed a full-time deal with WWE. Now, I was saying this on my last episode that, and I've always said this before, like, I do not like, the one thing that I hate the most when I'm watching wrestling around this time, WrestleMania season, is when big names, as in like celebrities or old, you know, stars come back and they get a spot, a primetime spot, you know, main event spot over the people who have been there all year round. I hate that. I hate when Batista came back and just instantly got a spot. I hate it when Goldberg came back, instantly got a spot. You know, the only one I give, you know, a little bit of a pass to is Brock Lesnar, because Brock is around. But also, Brock let it be known, like, yo, I'm not really trying to do this. We know Brock doesn't want to work these dates, but we love Brock. And it kind of makes it more special that Brock is a fighting attraction. You know, that kind of works for just Brock. And Brock does pop up and do other shows, and he does other dates, and he shows up when it's necessary. You know, I feel like I'm just, like, giving into this, making excuses for him. But, yeah, I hated it when The Rock was doing it. I hated it when, like, there was everybody. I hated when everyone was doing it. Anyway, so when I heard that Ronda Rousey was supposed to be the one of the favorites to win the Royal Rumble, I felt some type of way. And had they had Ronda Rousey come out and win the Rumble, go on to WrestleMania and main event WrestleMania and win these women's title matches, that would completely erase everything that WWE has done or tried to do for the women in the last 5 years. Going from NXT to right now is a slap in the face. So the wrestling fans, thank God it didn't happen. So the wrestling fans online who are complaining that Ronda Rousey is there and complain that she's going to, from my understanding, she's going to be working a full-time schedule. Meaning a full-time schedule is she'll be traveling with them. She'll be doing house shows, maybe. I'm not sure if she'll be doing house shows, but she'll be there every week. I don't know, I'm not sure how long the deal actually is, but from my understanding, she wants to be a part of WWE. The same way that her friend Shayna Baszler is a part of WWE. So my understanding is she wants to be a wrestler. She wants to be there full-time. Full-time means that she's going to be there grinding with everybody else. So, now if she's not, then I'm looking at her a certain way. Then I'm not rocking with this. But if she is, from my understanding, full-time means that she's going to be there, then this is a great thing for WWE. Ronda Rousey will bring extra eyes to the women's division. Legitimacy to the WWE. You'll have Ronda Rousey. You'll have Nia Jax. Shayna Baszler. These are just names that are just like, you know, Asuka. These, you know, these girls out there who are hard-hitting, fierce, you know. This is what we need in that division. You know, we don't have any monsters. We don't have any badasses in the division. There's more diversity now that, you know, that Ronda Rousey is here. And hopefully she can do what Shayna Baszler has done. I don't know what she's done, but Shayna Baszler, I will say as well, has done an amazing job in WWE so far. She has a bright future ahead of her. And I swear, because I hate how they treat some of the women. I hate how they treat some of the people, actually. I hate when, you know, like, you know who is the big guy, you know? Like when Braun Strowman is killing everybody until he fights Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns makes Braun Strowman look stupid. That's the type of stuff I don't like. I don't like how Nia Jax is beating everybody, then she loses to Sasha. So, I'm going on a tangent here, I'm ranting here, but we're going to see how this Ronda Rousey deal works out. I will be tweeting. Make sure you do subscribe to the channel. Check out Pop Radar Podcast with me, Oz, and Azeem. Subscribe to this channel. Follow on Twitter @chat_wrestling. Follow me @MichaelMelBoyd. Everything you need to know is in the description box below. But yeah, let me know how you guys feel in the comments. Let me know how you feel You know, tweet me. You can tweet about wrestling. You tweet me, I will respond to you about wrestling. If I said something you disagree with or whatever, we can talk about it. You know, I'm wearing my CM Punk shirt. It's been like 4 years since he's been gone. I feel like I lost a loved one. But yeah, let me know how you guys felt about this show. Ronda Rousey, you know, this is a huge, huge thing. Good for business, and it's good for the company. She's going to be around every week, and she's going to be on the road with them all the time. And it's really good for her. There are going to be some real, you know, casual fans who don't normally watch but know who Ronda Rousey is. They may want to see what Ronda Rousey is going to do. So, great for WWE, great for Ronda Rousey. You pulled out to Ronda Rousey. You weren't filming that movie with Mark Wahlberg. You weren't doing that. Someone else fooled us, too. Someone else fooled us. I don't know who it was, but Ronda Rousey's there in WWE. How do you feel about it? I told you how I feel. If you're out there complaining and shit, just wait and see. You know. Overall, a good show. Really two good Rumble matches. I do believe that next year's Rumble match, you know, will be smoother. I know I saw a lot of little miscues and stuff, you know. Some of the women were having a little trouble getting over the ropes. But that's just a natural thing, you know, they can't really help that. You know, and I saw some of them actually trying to get over the ropes, like jumping. But there's certain things, I mean, maybe that's me nitpicking, but they did a great job. Shout out to all the women out there who have paved the way and who will, you know, from yesterday to today, tomorrow, you know, thank you guys, you know, for speaking up too. Like, I know, like, I watched NXT from, you know, really early on when Emma and Paige were competing for the women's championship, even before that. And to see, you know, at that time, the main roster, they still weren't catching up to where they needed to have, you know, good 20-minute matches between women. You know, they didn't care. It seemed like they didn't care about the women matches. And now, I mean, they still kind of don't really seem to care that much, but they're trying. And that's because, you know, we spoke up, you know, hashtag give Divas a chance. You know, the women, the Divas belt's gone, the women titles are here, women are main eventing, women are doing ladder matches, tables matches, like, this is great. You know, I'm really happy that I have to sit down and watch the entire show. Before, the women's matches were literally bathroom breaks on pay-per-view shows. It was literally like, oh, the main event's coming on after this. You know, these women are fighting. Let me get my food ready, or let me, you know, let me go grab something else to drink. Let me go, you know, let me go pee real quick. Like, that's really what it was. And now it's something special. Like, my niece, she loves wrestling. You know, she loves women's wrestling. I'm gonna text her tomorrow and ask her, yeah, did you watch the Women's Royal Rumble? You know, like, this is really big because it's good to be represented. You know, and it's just really good, and I'm glad that, you know, women out there, and shout out to women who don't really get all the respect that they deserve. You know, WWE's a little late with some of the great talent, you know, that they kind of passed on, like Gail Kim. You know, they had Gail Kim and did nothing with her. But now they're making up for it by, you know, giving these women a chance to do, you know, what the men do, and better. So shout out to them, you know. Shout out to Sasha Banks. I hope that heel turn is coming soon. So like I said, subscribe to the channel. Let me know what you guys think about the show. Talk to me about NXT. Talk to me about Monday Night Raw, SmackDown as well. And that's pretty much it for today. Subscribe, follow on Twitter, Snap, Instagram, whatever, if you want, you know, Twitter mainly, because that's where I'll be at most of the time. And I think that's it. Yeah. So, yeah, let me know what y'all think about Ronda Rousey and everybody. And I'm out.